Welcome to MPT Podcast. This is Pastor Tim Wilbanks. We pray that this Word of God will bless your life and ministry and increase God's blessing upon you. Amen. Luke 5. Let me hurry. Luke 5, 1 through 7. God bless everyone today. He's in this room. Jesus is in this room. Jesus is in this room. Amen. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret. It came to pass and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of that ship. Now when he had left speaking to the people, he said unto Simon, "Simon, won't you launch out into the deep? Let down your nets for a drought." Simon answering, said him, "Master, we have toiled all night long and taken nothing. We ain't caught nothing. Nevertheless, what you say, what you ask, whatever you say, whatever you say, if thy word, I'm going to let down my net." We say we love Jesus. Oh, we're going to church. Some people find a place that just scratches their ear because they know if they went somewhere else, that word going to be taught a little bit stronger, a little bit harder. And you just don't scratch them. It tans them. If you've got a good mom and daddy, if they love you, they're going to correct you. Telling Brother Jody and them, I said, you grew up in a different era. You grew up with your daddy and my boys. They got hiney whoopings. I just sat out playing. They got butt whoopings. And now we live in a little weak generation that they want to take away their little game or something, you know. That ain't no punishment. I know I'm going to get in on something you don't like. I don't care. The word of God says it. You're wrong. You got to correct that baby and let them know, hey, you can't do that. That's wrong. You can't do that. I ain't going to do my kid that way. You go ahead, Miss Press and Mr. Know-It-All. That kid gets up about 13, them hormones changing. They going to act like they're a man. They're going to come in there and challenge you. Yeah. I had mine to challenge me, and I let him know who daddy was. My dad, I respected my dad. The day he died, still loves him. Never did that to my dad. Never. My mom never. Did she ever whip you? Whipped. She corrected me. And I thank God for it. How many thanks God for his correction? How many wants to be saved? I got a feeling he's going to help somebody. Thank you for your kindness. Lord, we love you today. Thank you for these wonderful people. Thank you for them coming out today. The house of God, they got so sweet of a spirit today in this house. They're great people. We ask for your blessing upon them, God, physically, spiritually. Lord, in this house, thank you, God, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Help me, God, to do a good job for you and for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, everybody shout, amen. You can be seated. Let me know there's a place that you reach that nothing is happening. Has anybody ever been at the place where nothing is happening? There's six of us. The rest of you, God bless you, it's coming. You ever been at a place where nothing is happening? No movement, no growth, no progress taking place in your life. So the easy thing is to some is just settle down and sit back and just sit there and don't do nothing. Where you are spiritually in life or whatever, what place you are, health or wealth, But God gave us a word. How many thanks him for the word? In 1 Corinthians 2:7, the word tells us this, that he tells us that, you know, that I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered in the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love them. I want somebody to say this to yourself. God's got more for me. Eyes haven't seen it all, and ears haven't heard all that God wants to speak to you. All the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Is anybody in the house, can you say without a shadow of a doubt that you love him today? Is anybody ashamed to worship him? Is anybody here today ashamed to give God some praise? If he's been good to you, I want you to magnify him and say, hey, Lord, you've been good to me, and I'm going to love you for what you've done for me. I'm going to praise you for what you've done for me. All the things that he's prepared for them that love him. So what God is saying, that you haven't seen it all. You and I haven't seen all that God has for us. You haven't heard it all that he could give you. Why? I got to ask you, why settle? Why settle where you are and with what you have when there's more that you can have from God? Oh, I'm satisfied right here. Every once in a while, we'll feel something. Ooh, you feel that? I don't want to just feel something. I want to know when I come to church that he's there. I want to know when I walk in the house of God, we fixing to have some church. A word's fixing to be preached. We're going to worship and praise the mighty name of God. I ain't got time to sit down and wait on it. It's time to get up and go get it. Some of you ain't got this revelation, but I got it from the word of God. It's a simple revelation. I live one time. I only get one time in this lifetime to get what I want from God or from this world. And I'm here to tell you now, it ain't going to come to me by just sitting down. It ain't going to come to me by just twiddling my thumbs. But it's going to come when I get up and go after what I desire. Does anybody desire anything in life spiritually? Does anybody desire anything in life, health-wise, wealth-wise, in things in this life? If you do, I'm here to tell you, if you love God, God has more for you. Somebody needs to shout to the devil, it ain't over yet. Come on, church, help me shake your honey loose from that pew. I said it Wednesday night. You can't get nothing to get honey out of us. I don't care what church you go through. You're going to die and go to hell sitting there. You got to shake yourself and say, devil, I know I might be battling adversity. I know I might be battling a storm. But I'm not going to sit down on God and not worship him and praise him for all he's done for me. I'm not going to waste my life sitting here twiddling my thumbs and thinking about all what could happen. I just know with God, all things are possible. Somebody shout, there's more to finding and obtaining that more. There is a requirement in God's word. Matthew 7:8 tells me, and you saint of God, tells us the requirement. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. It's a process. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, somebody said, say, it shall be open. It is a movement after more. You got to move after more. I know when you're around me, whatever I do, I'm wide open. I ain't got time. Well, let's just take her time. I ain't got time for that. I'm dying. Let's just take her time. You don't have the revelation I have. I want to squeeze everything out of every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every month that I can get in this life. Why? I got one time. I'd hate to know I died and all I was told about, they just sit around and looked out the window. I'm here to tell you now, God above, the creator of this world, has more for you. Whatever you need, whatever you need spiritually in life, there's more for you. I'm here to tell you, God's no respect of a person. He's no respect of a person. But I'll tell you who's going to obtain it. It's those who will get up and roll their sleeves up and say, I'm going after it. I'm not set here and wasting my life. I'm not set here and dying in this place. I'm not set here and wasting this moment. But I'm going to go get what I need from God in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to go get what I need from God in this world. Anybody in the house need something? If you do, I want you to shake yourself and say, let's go get it. I ain't got time for this sitting around waiting. I'm growing older. And I heard somebody this morning, I get sick and tired. Oh, we're getting older. You die with that. I watched a video this morning of a young 11-year-old boy, but a clay. He lost his leg right here playing summer league baseball. He had his leg here stuck in a crutch. When you say you can't do nothing, I'm going to show you. He hit right-handed, knocked it to the fence, took off running on a crutch in one leg, made it to second base before they could throw it there. You sit here with all kind of excuses when you got a full body. And oh, you feel a little pain and you say, I'm 61, 65 years old and I'm getting older. You don't let that mess with your brain. Well, you don't feel it. Who do you say I don't feel it? I don't let it beat my head off or beat me down on the couch. I'm here to tell you now, God tells me, Brother Joel, he tells me, those who love me, I've got more for them. You haven't seen it, you haven't heard it. But if I listen to the devil, he'll keep me sitting down and not going after what God has for me. I come with a word to encourage somebody in the house today. It ain't over yet. You ain't dead yet. If you're taking one step at a time, I'm here to tell you now in the Holy Ghost, God's got more for you. Don't let the devil beat you today. Come on, folks. I said, come on, folks. He got more for you. I'm getting old. Go ahead and get old and die. You make it out of what you want to. That devil is discouraging the children of God by adversities and challenges and things and telling you you can't obtain it. But my word tells me that with God, all things are possible. Is anybody in this room got anything that you believe with God you can obtain? I don't care what people tell you. I don't care what the devil's telling you. You can. Luke 5, Jesus entered into a ship. Woo! Let me go back to Proverbs 13:4. Proverbs 13:4. The soul of a sluggard desireth and hath nothing. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. The one who's just slow and sluggish. You don't get nothing. But the one who desireth diligently. Diligent ain't running wide open. Diligent. Moving steady. One step at a time. One praise at a time. One worship at a time. Come on. One prayer at a time. Come on, one scripture at a time. Come on, come on, come on, come on. See, that's what the devil's trying to tell you. Because you ain't running as fast as somebody, you don't mean you ain't getting it. That's a lie. If you're moving, you're being diligent every day. I'm here to tell you, you're going to reach it. Somebody praise his name right now. You're going to reach it. Somebody shout, I'm going to get it. Shout, I'm going to get it. Jesus entered a ship with Simon. Ask him to move out from the land. He said, move out, Simon. Jesus wants movement. I said, he wants movement. I said, he wants movement to go what he has for you. As he moved out, Jesus taught. He taught the people. And he went and got in a ship. There are places that Jesus does his work in our life. Yet it requires us to make a move. You can't expect a change spiritually when you're still holding on to old habits you've always had. But you see, Jesus said, I want you to move out. Sitting with tight hands and tight lips will not put you where you need to be with more. After Jesus got through teaching the people, he tells them, launch out into the deep. Jesus was telling Peter, you've got to move from this shallow spot that don't have nothing for you. Come on, folks. You've got to make a move. I'm here to tell you, this man has a revelation. After almost, I did face death with my accident. It woke something up in me. I realized I'm living one time. And at any moment, life could be over. And I'm realizing you can sit in a house and you can do all the stuff, but never giving yourself a chance to make a move. I got news for some of you mamas and daddies. You need to let some of your kids be with me and Brother Jared, Cody and Jody out here and get some of that cow poop under their fingernails and under their nose and on their lips to make some of them a little bit more manny. It ain't all about keeping them in the house and keeping an eye on them. They need to get out there and get nasty and dirty. It ain't all about drinking a little tea and a little soft drink, drinking some chips and playing a little game. It's about getting, oh, Jesus. We want our generation changed. Well, my God, let them out of the house. But yeah, I thank God I got a real woman. I got a real wife. She's a real grandmother. Come on, Mother Day, Brother John, it was raining raining cats and dogs. They was barking and meowing. Yard was full of water. I looked out on the right, what looked like a pond, raining so much. My three grandkids were running and diving in it. They were in their underwear. Muddy from head to toe. Well, I wouldn't get my kids out there. They're going to get sick. That's why they get sick all the time. They need to get some cow poop under their nose. Somebody's got to make a move to change some things. Come on. Glad I have a mom, dad who put the personality in me. When you're down, don't give up. Don't quit. Fight till you get back. Dig till you get back. Climb till you get out of it. Pray till you get an answer. Come on. Some of you quit giving up. God wanted me to come and tell you, you can get more. There are more coming for you. You can obtain more. Quit listening to the doubters and langsayers and saying, you can't. I got more girls out here riding horses than I do boys. And they can ride, baby. They ain't scared. Hey, man, I worked Madison so hard yesterday. He said, you got to give me a break. Riding that horse, running them cows. I said, come on, man, you got to give me a break. tough. You got, if you want something, you got to make a move. Sitting with tight lips and tight hands won't get you there. Jesus was telling Peter, Peter, you got to move out of the shallow place to change your life. You got to move from the shallow places to a place that you can go further. You can stay shallow and stay where you are, or stay out in the, or go out in the deep things in the spirit and life. There's a fine line between where you are and where more is. It's a fine line where you are, where more is. And I know some say, oh, I've got enough. I don't need no more. I ain't never been to a place that I don't need no more. When you get to a place you don't need no more, you've got satisfied. I'm going to preach anyway, I don't care. You've got satisfied. You've got comfortable. And when everybody else is blessed and passing you, then you get an attitude. I don't know why they're like that. I'll tell you why. Because something got down in their spirit when they prayed. Something got in their heart. Something got in their mind and said, I know there's more for me. And I know you talk to your spouse, honey, we don't have to stay like this. We ain't got to be in this place. We can have more. But when two or three agree upon any one thing, it shall come to pass. There should be some spouses coming together and said, babe, we can have more in our house. We can have more in our, come on, anybody. We can have more in the house. Come on. We can have more in our spirit, our life, our wealth, and our health. We can have more. Oh, there is a fine line. Lunch out into the deep. Let down your nets for a drought, he said. You have to move. Somebody said, I've got to move. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody can do it for you. I'm going to tell on myself. I'm going to tell on myself. See, I know myself more than you know me. God knows me more than I know myself. And I have a thing. Oh, as well as do it, Jesus. Because they ain't going to tell the truth on themselves. I have this habit that if I go buy suits, I want to buy three. Father, Son, Holy Ghost makes one. When I buy a horse, I want to buy three. Cody, quit laughing. Y'all know me. I want to have plenty just in case this one's getting ripped, tore, or that one getting hurt. I want to have three guns. Deer gun, we come to deer season. If this one breaks, I grab this and I ain't got to stay home. I got two trucks. I ain't got the third one yet. If one breaks, well, Carson drove up. I said, I know who's got the money today. Man, I'm proud of our young boys getting rich around here. You remember, I'm your favorite. Not your papa. But I said, my God, there's more. But I have a habit. I want to make sure. God, I sit down with a trainer today, and I said, hey, I want to change up some things. Brother Marlon, we talk about this. And he said, but Tim, when are you going to be happy with how much you run, how much you lived? I said, never. I ain't never going to be satisfied. I want to change up some things. You can see me eat some chicken every once in a while. Look at him. He's eating bad. Every once in a while, I'm going to eat some chicken. Fried chicken. Because I've been eating lettuce all week long. I've been eating grilled chicken all week long. And I want some greasy, crunchy skin on some every once in a while.
But if you listen to Brother Roy, he's like, I eat it all the time. I'm with him, it's like eating with a tell-it-all. I can't commit no crime with him. Y'all know what he did? You ain't going with me no more. I want somebody to keep their mouth shut when we off sometime. Come on. But I want more. Is anybody in your life at a place you've been praying about? I know in the Holy Ghost. And at that place spiritually, somewhere in your life, I want more. How many knows in the Holy Ghost, in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart, you know there's more. There's more for your life. It ain't over. It ain't over. But there's more for you. Come on, there's more out there. God said, there's more. Your ears ain't even heard it all. Your eyes ain't even heard it all. The ones who love God. I've got to encourage somebody. Peter, lunch out into the deep. He said, Jesus, we fished here all night long. We toiled. We worked here. Lunch. Let me tell you real quickly today, there's more. I know you work. Times that when I come to a place spiritually, physically or in life and nothing ain't moving, I back off and say, what can I do more to make it change? I got to make this change. I'm always trying to find something I can please her because I love her. I don't care. Some of you men should need some classes anyway. In the mornings, elders, in the morning, sometime during the week, I say, hey, get up. Let's get up. Let's go to Outpost. You ain't got cooked this morning. She don't cook for me in the mornings. I cook my oatmeal and white egg, and I cook her some. I'm doing good. That morning, I said, get up. Let's go to Outpost. What are you doing all that stuff for? I just want more love for her. And some wise, I give Sister Deborah the crown. She's always giving more to Brother Eddie. Always. Always, Brother Steve. She's always, Sister Deborah, you don't owe me nothing. She's always trying to do that extra. But man, I ain't never seen a man. I mean, I've seen, but he loves Sister Deborah. Always trying to find that, making sure. I want to make sure I love her. Make sure things are right. Come on. There's more. Oh, some of you done slipped. You done failed. You don't. There's more sugar. Says Sheila. Over their heads. There's more hugging. Somebody get me a board. Let me draw some pictures. Why do you do all that for? Because I know it's more. Why do you come to church and lift your hand? Because I know it's more. Why do you worship? Because I know it's more. Why do you give? Because I know it's more. Why are you faithful? Because I know it's more. I'm here to tell somebody, if you're in a shallow place, if everything is shallow, like Jesus said, pull your nets up. Pull your nets up. Cast out into the deep. Start doing some things more than you've ever done. My God, I feel him in the house. God's telling somebody, you're almost there. It's coming. It's in your house. See, I've got to adjust. You got to make an adjustment. Adjustments sometimes don't feel good. You got to move your life into deeper prayer. If I want things more from the Spirit, you got to move into things deeper in prayer. If you want more things in the Spirit deeper, you got to move deeper into fasting more. If you want more knowledge of God, you got to study His Word more. You want more? It's there. You got to pull your nets up. And you got to regroup. I'm the type of person, I'm just here to tell you,
if something ain't moving, it ain't growing. We fix to pull these nets up. If something ain't moving, it ain't growing. Why ain't it moving? Why ain't it growing? Why is this not happening like it should? Come on, anybody? Is anybody in the house that God talking to this? My preacher, I prayed this lately. I prayed about this lately. I'm here to tell you, God's coming. He's coming to you. You hear me? You got to move your life deeper. You got to move. Somebody said, I have. The fish are there. But you got to move the nets. You got to pull them up. Simon said to Jesus, Master, man, we worked all night and we ain't caught nothing here. Why stay at a place in your life when you're not catching nothing? If you ever go, and we can't take the whole church, I wouldn't take somebody afraid you fall out of the boat. But when we fish in Alabama in the current, when the currents and the boils are boiling, you're in about 35-foot water, and them boils are whooping that boat around. When you anchor down, it's slinging around. Right? You're riding, baby. But there's places we go, and you may get agitated at us, but we may fish for 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Now, we ain't caught nothing. We ain't staying there. Some of you go stay on a bank. My God, that's the craziest thing I ever saw. For 3 hours, how many did you catch? One. If we fish for 15 minutes and they ain't caught nothing, pull the anchor. All right, brother, we went fishing Friday. Beautiful day. We moved. Ask Brother Jerry's arms. When you're on the front and you're pick pulling anchor, that's work. Ask Brother Jody. He's got to go on the diet, Sister Tiffany. He's up there. I said, quit that smoking, boy. Pulling that anchor in that hard current. If we ain't catching nothing, why stay there? Other day, I guarantee you, he pulled anchor 8 times. You mean, no, we don't go on the bank, sit there and drink some cool water and coke and stuff. And my God, and fish all day, catch one fish, I'd shoot myself. We're going to be catching something. Am I right, Brother Roy? Can I have an amen? We fit 8 times, but when you find the sweet spot, woo! When you throw it in that current and all of you one time, boom! It's worth pulling the anchor, making a move, making a change. You don't blame the devil where you're at. You can't blame everybody else. You got to blame yourself on, I got to pull these nets up, baby. We got to pray harder. We got to fast. We got to move from this place to here because we ain't getting nothing right now. We got to come on. We got to sow some more seed. We got to get, come on. Come on, somebody. It ain't over. You just got to get a hold of your nets and pull them up and make some adjustments. Come on, anybody believe there's more for you? Anybody believe there's more for you? You may have to sell some things to get out of that place. I said you may have to sell some things to get out of that place. Some of you don't know how to sell something. I'll give you the master of selling it all. Stand up, Maldacy. If it's for sale, raise your hand, Brother Jody. He'll finance it. If you want it sold and you want to make a profit, she'll put it in a yard sale and sell it all. You're not going to sit here and tell me you can't. You can sit down now. We've seen you.
You're not going to tell me I can't get out of this thing. Get with somebody who knows how to sell it. And sell it. Get with somebody. Come on. I can't do what she does. But I got some junk I've gave her and she's got rid of it. My junk may be treasures of her. Some people have that talent. Come on, folks. You got to pull your nets up, make some adjustments for your life. It is there. Somebody shout, it's there. Somebody shout, it's there. Somebody shout, it's there. Shout, it ain't over. It ain't over. It ain't over. It's there. Since the wings come, I ain't halfway. You can break out. Somebody shout, I can break out. Oh, when they're done, say when they're done what Jesus said. Their lives change from nothing to full. From nothing to full. If you want to grow, you got to have some instructions. That's even in, oh, that's even in marriage. Now, I want to make sure every one of you girls, you better be here Mother's Day. Don't you be at home late. Be on time, because we got some special guests. And one of them, you got to hear, because she's going to tell you the truth. All of them are, but one of them are. And that's Sister Rosie. We're going to send the kids in the fellowship hall for a little bit. All of you saying, oh, get you a husband and get married and he's going to carry you across the threshold every time you come home. I'm going to get to hold his hand and kiss him. We're going to get to ride around and go out and eat. You better get all that done before you get married. I have three talk this year. It's going to be an honor to have Sister Roz and Sister Misty. And I called a brother the other night and I asked him, and I said, hey, on Mother's Day, he said, hello, my phone cut off. I'm sorry, Pat. I said, will you speak? He said, I can't hear you. But John Kirk cut me off. He said, phone ain't working. I thought, man, that'd be nice, Sister Juana, you know. I can't hear you. It went off. Well, Sister Missy's talking to me, but I can't hear you, this phone. You got to be here. Ah, there's it ain't all about that. Come on, folks. To have more, you got to work. You got to work. It ain't easy. Difficult times, hard times. I know myself. If I run over your toes, get out of my way. I just don't like standing right there all the time. Move. I mean, line. Everybody been in line at Walmart anywhere? Anybody been somewhere ordering something? I was down the other day at Green Frog, and these two ladies took up a whole year's conversation. I could order it in 30 seconds, could I not, Katie? Yeah, you got a card? No, my card. You got your card? Get back, I'll pay for it. Speed up. And I'm trying to get all this in my head, Brother Brian. When I get old, really older, I'm going to say, I ain't going to be like that. I'm going to go, give me a hamburger, fries, a coconut now, right now. Get out of the way, here, but money. And
And all them youngers might say, I like that old man. Y'all thinking? Think about the people behind you. Have your mind made up before you get there. Don't read the whole list. Read it before you get there. You got to move in the Holy Ghost. We're going to move on. If you love God, He loves you. Ruth, Naomi said, everything I love dead here, died in Moab. It's dead right here. I'm not staying in Moab. Orpha did all that crying and stuff, and she went back home. Ruth said, everywhere you go, I'll go. Everywhere you lay, I'll lay. Ruth said, I ain't staying here where it's dead. Somebody in the room today has got to make a mind up. I am not lying. I'm making a change. Honey, me and you making a house change. We're going to make a house change. I'm glad. I'm so glad, Sister Kelly, I got a lady for a wife. We go out. She don't embarrass me. I as well as do it. When she's out eating, hey! Hey, y'all over there! She's not loud. She don't talk out of turn. Very ladylike, got ethics. Come on. Oh, that must have been bad. Hit that nail on the head. Or even the man, quit being so loud. You irritate us when you talk out loud in the restaurant. So you got to start at home. Pastor, can we have a better life? Yes, you can. Is it work? Yes, it is. Even when Ruth left Moab and she got to Judah, the food wasn't handed to her. Ruth had to get out in the field and labor for the wheat. Come on, saint of God. Can I have... Listen, oh God, I got to hurry. If you got kids, oh Jesus. Come here, Bo. Come here. Come here, Pastor. If you got these precious things in your life, you hear me now. Spend some time with them. You spend some time. Here we go, Jesus, I'm getting in trouble. If the boys, take them in the woods. Take them fishing, hunting. So to Sam, them boys, he can tell you every snake there is, get away from me, boy. Even if there's a snake out there, he'd probably bring it in. Pastor, you see this snake? They know all that stuff because they've been taught. Spend some time with them girls, mama. I gotta hurry. My grandboys, my granddaughter, spend some time with them. Anna Lee, she's gonna be the tomboy. Every time I load the horses up, the other day I left, she called, where you at? I saw you leave with a horse trailer. Where you going? I want to go every time you go. She loads my horses up in the trailer by herself, 8 years old, from the barn, unloads them, puts them in the barn. She said, Papa, this summer, will you pay me to clean your stalls out? I said, yeah. They don't care. They don't care to reach down and grab one of them. I know some mamas. Lift your hand up here. No, just hand up here. Like this. Drop that. That's nasty. Drop that stuff. That'll make you tough. I probably have already ate a bunch of it. You got to change some things. Come on, folks. It don't have to be like it is. You can move. Oh, I got to go. We got a beautiful baby to dedicate. Thank you. I love you. I love them. Somebody said, make a move. If I wanted a better relationship with my wife, I'd spend more time working on it. I'd say, Jesus, go get me in trouble. You get your. Let me see you. A few weeks ago, a bunch of us go out on Sunday nights. Got a bunch of our kids are with us. And they used to be over at the table. They come get all of our phones. A few weeks ago, Hannah said, give me all them phones. Y'all gonna start talking and communicate. So now they don't get them when they go out and eat. Last few weeks, they've been laughing, cutting up. I mean, they're having so good of a time. Same thing with you spouses. Put your phone up. Quit sending me TikTok. I don't have no talk tick. I don't have that, man. Send it on message, man. I don't have no TikTok. Send me TikTok. I don't talk, tick, tick, talk, whatever, tick, tock, talk, whatever it is. Communicate. Pastor, I've tried so hard. I've worked on it. It ain't changed. Come over here. Throw out into the deep. Throw out. You're going to catch something. Anybody hearing? Let's stand on our feet. God bless you. Say, there's more for me. Hand me the house, knowing the Holy Ghost, there's more for you. I need more finances. There's a lot of work to be done. There's yards to be mowed. Okay. I said there's yards to be mowed. There's work to be done. There's a lot of carpenter work to be done, ain't it, Brother Steve? Is there a lot of work? Had two construction workers tell me the other day, we can't even keep employees. We can't even keep workers. My God, what's this world going to be like when we're all gone? Bunch of lazy, woke individuals who want everything given to them. I ain't giving you nothing. What's going to happen? Who's going to be there when they're here? When everybody, they ain't got no milk on the shelf, they got no eggs on the shelf, when there's no bread on the shelf, there's no meat on the shelf. What you going to do? Because you don't want to kill the cows and hurt the chickens. Won't you be like an animal, go out and eat the grass in? Say, there's more. Ruth said, I'm at a place that I can change my life. Say, I'm at a place I can change. But she had to bend down, Brother Joel. She had to humble herself and pick it up. You got to humble yourself. I know the Lord spoke. Say, I got to humble myself. Let's reach up for more. Come on, reach up right now, please. I need to hurry. Oh, he's here. on, there's more for you. Spirit of the Lord. We pray today that this word has blessed you, ministered to the needs of your life. Until next time, God bless you.